Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. Pike's Waterfront Lodge will again host the restart of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race, and the race will start on the Chena River. The March 6th restart has also been moved back 1 hour to 11 a.m. The Iditarod restart was moved from Willow, north of Anchorage, because of unsafe trail conditions on parts of the trail. The borough is among multiple public and private agencies collaborating to plan the event, which is expected to draw thousands of people. Local officials are dusting off plans from the 2015 restart and improving on them where they can. The Iditarod also restarted in Fairbanks in 2003. The Chena River ice was checked this week, and officials say it's thick enough to safely support the race provided the weather cooperates. Off-site parking and shuttle buses will again be offered to those looking to watch the sled dog racers embark on their journey to Nome. Lynn Livingston, Public Information Officer for the Fairbanks North Star Borough, says parking will be available at the Carlson Center, the Fairbanks Curling Club, and Groudon Memorial Park, with shuttle buses leaving from the front of the Carlson Center. Officials are working on improving the shuttle bus transportation that was provided in 2015, when delays occurred. More information on the shuttle bus schedule and where to view the restart will be announced before the race. 74 teams are registered for the 45th running of the Iditarod, including last year's top 10 finishers. Last year's winner, Dallas Seavey, came away with $75,000 in prize money and a new Dodge vehicle. The state's top fiscal manager was in Fairbanks yesterday, outlining the challenges of balancing the budget. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, Director of Alaska's Office of Management and Budget, Pat Pitney, says new revenue is key to a long-term solution.
Pat Pitney started her presentation Tuesday by comparing the state's economic status with a household budget. If the annual income had been $80,000, it was now $16,000. At the same time, she says, the family has only managed to trim expenses down to $45,000 a year, leaving it a $29,000 annual hole to fill.
Fortunately, you had savings before all this started, but you've drained that now for five straight years and you have $25,000 left, hardly enough to fill the gap for 1 year.
But Pitney quickly departed from that analogy and started breaking down the problem. State spending has dropped, and while there might be a few million dollars defined in cuts in some departments, they don't stack up against a deficit in the billions of dollars. As evidence, she pointed to studies by state economists.
If you're going to fix the deficit with cutting $100 million in jobs, you're going to lose 1,400 to 1,600 jobs. Remember, we've got a $3 billion problem. We don't have that many employees in the state, so couldn't fix it all with people.
Pitney says the real solution will come from revenue generation. She says fuel taxes, income tax, and sales taxes are all part of the solution. And she points to the governor's Permanent Fund Protection Act.
The cornerstone of a revenue solution is long-term sustainable use of the permanent fund earnings. You got to do it under rules so it lasts forever.
In questions following her talk, someone asked what the average person could do. Pitney says talking with neighbors and lawmakers is important. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
A search has been called off for the six veteran fishermen aboard a crabbing boat missing in the icy, turbulent Bering Sea. The fishing vessel destination went missing early Saturday after an emergency signal from a radio beacon registered to the ship. The signal originated from 2 miles off St. George, an island about 650 miles west of Kodiak Island. The Coast Guard released a statement Monday night saying the search has been suspended. Spokesman Mike Barcott said out of respect for the families, the owners of the vessel were not releasing names of crewmen, who are all experienced professional fishermen. The search began after the Coast Guard received the signal from the destination's emergency beacon. The device can be activated manually or automatically when it hits seawater. Searchers found the device in a debris field along with an oil slick, life ring, and buoys. A C-130 transport plane joined the Coast Guard cutter Morgenthau in the search for the 98-foot vessel. Upon arrival, the crew of the plane reported 30-mile-per-hour winds, 5 to 8-foot waves, and an air temperature of 20 degrees. Petty Officer 3rd Class Lauren Steenson said the Coast Guard received no mayday call indicating a problem with the vessel. Bad weather is the main hazard for Bering Sea fishing vessels at this time of year. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.